Hi Kumar, I just wanted to ask you about the Sharjah wickets and how disappointing is it to see a pitch play like this, and do you really think this type of wickets are ideal for T20 cricket?
Well, I think these types of pitches are challenging, and it's a case of adapting your game and being smart on it. We've spoke about the Sharjah wickets in the lead up to this game, what the bowlers have to do, what the batters have to do, that the first six overs will be easy, and then it's a case of building a platform, getting to about 15 overs with wickets in hand so we can really capitalize at the back end. For the bowlers, it's about hitting that back of a length, bowling your cross seams, your fast cutters into the pitch. But, you know, on pitches like this, it really tests out not just your skill, but also your flexibility and your mindset. So at times, playing on pitches like this is not a bad idea. It's not the greatest T20 pitch in terms of a lot of runs, but it is a challenging pitch in terms of coming to terms with it and then playing on it. So it's an experience. So we'll have to wait and see how they'll turn up for the World Cup.
Pinjal.
Hi Kumar sir, sorry for the loss tonight. When you have just 90 in the bag and at such a stage when the net run rate will also be extremely critical come Friday, I mean, of course, before the start of the second innings, you of course like tell your boys that early wickets will be key, but what exactly do you tell them? How do you keep the morale high and how do you make the players still believe in themselves even though you have just a small total to defend?
It was just a case of learning from what the Mumbai bowlers did and the plans that we've set before the game in terms of the lengths to bowl, the change-ups, why cross-seam and fast cutters on this pitch is really important. If you bowl that kind of really good length with a slow ball or a seam up, it becomes much easier to hit. So if you're defending a low total, whether it's 90 or whatever total that we got, it was essential that we kind of adapted to that. Unfortunately, we didn't. We didn't get enough runs with the bat after having a really good start. And it's just a case of that awareness and adaptability not being our strength on the day.
Yes, Ashu. Hi, Minta Sports News. So, do you think toss was a big factor considering there was improvement in the pitch for second innings?
Well, yeah, you could probably say that. We haven't played here at Sharjah before. And watching the other games, it seems to be slightly better in the night. And today there was probably a little bit more pace. But once you have only 90 on the wicket, it was really tough, unless you had this amazing power play with wickets and very few runs. The crucial part for us was we were 42 for one after the power play. And the plan was then to extend it beyond the 13th, 14th over with at least seven wickets in hand so that we could really target a bowler or two and build that platform beyond the 15th over. Unfortunately, we didn't adapt Mumbai bowl very well and we lost too many wickets, so we could never attack at any stage. So probably the fault lies more with us than just the pitch or the toss.
We'll take one final question. Nishad, would you like to go ahead?
Sorry?
Coach, can you hear me?
Yep.
Very surprised by the way Mumbai Indians approach their run chase, particularly with the attacking approach on, with the attacking approach early on.
No, we would have done the same. I think the power play was the easiest period to bat in. So we would have probably approached it with the same mindset of trying to get as many runs as possible. We probably didn't bowl as well as we should have. But also when you're chasing a low total, once you get that power play going, the rest is just easy.
Thank you, coach, and thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.